Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning and welcome to Winning Every Day, the podcast that helps you start your day with faith, strength, and purpose. I'm truly glad you're here today, wherever you're listening from, at home, in your car, on a walk, or preparing for work. Thank you for taking a few moments to align your heart with God. Today's devotional topic is, How much does a miracle cost? And our Bible text is from Matthew chapter 17 verse 20, which says, He replied, Because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, Move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Recently, I read a story of a little girl called Tess, how her little faith bought a miracle for her family. The story is one that can revive your faith for miracles. One day, Tess heard her parents discussing her younger brother, Andy. Andy was very sick, and her parents needed money to take care of him. Her dad and mom were discussing, How will we get the money for this surgery? There is no money and nowhere to get a loan. As they talked, Tess heard her dad say, Only a miracle can save him. Hearing that, Tess went into her room, brought out her piggy bank from where she had hidden it, broke it, and took the coins inside. She put the coins in a small purse and went out through the back door to a drugstore a few blocks away. When she got there, she waited for the pharmacist to attend to her, but he was busy talking with someone. Tess made some noise to get his attention. She stamped her feet, but the pharmacist didn't notice her. She cleared her throat loudly, hoping to draw attention. Finally, Tess grabbed a quarter and banged it on the counter, and that did the magic. What do you want? The pharmacist asked sharply. Before she could respond, he added, Don't you see I'm busy? I'm talking with my brother, whom I haven't seen for many years. Tess replied, I want to talk to you about my brother. Andy is very sick, and I came to buy a miracle. A miracle? The pharmacist asked. Tess continued, My little brother is sick. Something is growing inside his head, and Dad says he needs a miracle. Only a miracle can save him. So how much do you sell a miracle? We don't sell miracles here, little girl, the pharmacist replied. Sorry, I can't help you, Tess said. I have money to pay for it. If it's not enough, I will get the rest. Just tell me how much it costs. Watching with amazement, the pharmacist's brother bent down and asked softly, What kind of miracle does your brother need? With tears, Tess replied, I don't know. I just know he is very sick. And mommy said he needs a miracle. My dad doesn't have the money, so I decided to use my savings. How much do you have? He asked. $1.11, Tess replied. I can get more if I need to. He smiled and said, That's the exact price of a miracle for your little brother. With one hand, he took Tess's money, and with the other, he held her hand and said, Take me to your house. I want to meet your parents and see your brother. Let's see if I have the miracle he needs. The pharmacist's brother happened to be a surgeon, a neurosurgeon. He helped the family perform the operation without any charge, and Andy became well. Not long after, Andy was back home doing well. Later, as they reflected on everything that happened, Tess's mother said, That surgery was a real miracle. Tess smiled because she had found out how much a miracle costs. It costs just the faith of a little child. Do you need a miracle today? Costs nothing but your faith. Tess's faith was just enough to bring the miracle her family needed. I don't know where you need a miracle today, but if you can trust God, your miracle is available. Mark chapter 11 verse 22 says, "Have faith in God." Do you have faith? You must believe in what God can do in your life. Luke chapter 1 verse 37 says, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." When you have a relationship with God and believe in His power, nothing shall be impossible. The first step to obtaining your miracle is to acknowledge that God is bigger than your problem and that He is interested in your well-being. Add faith to your knowledge today and ask to receive. Matthew chapter 7 verse 7 says, "Ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you." Begin to ask today, your miracle is on the way. I declare over your life today, every impossible situation in your life shall bow to the power of God in Jesus' name. Your miracle shall manifest today. Your faith, no matter how small, will move mountains as you act in Jesus' name. And now, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Repeat after me, "I have faith in God. Nothing is impossible for me because God is with me. My miracles are manifesting now. I trust in the power of God to turn my situation around. I receive my breakthrough today in Jesus' name." Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word today. We appreciate you for every listener that have joined us. Today, we ask with faith that you meet our present needs. We believe there is nothing impossible for you. Let every mountain turn to a level ground before us. We speak breakthrough into every area of our lives. Today, guide us, bless us, and grant us total victory. With faith, we receive your miracle. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining today's Winning Everyday podcast. If this message blessed you, please share it with someone who might need a miracle today. Your share might be the faith that activates their miracle. And remember, with God, nothing is impossible. Have a blessed and victorious day.
You're tuned into the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.